This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
And we're doing a little live casting, and we're doing a little recording as well with Norm Patrick from Advisors Plus. Norm, how are you?
Doing great. Doing great. It's been a heck of a week.
I bet.
Great presentations, great speakers, great stories.
Yep.
You know, that we're not only sharing as PSU, but the stories we're hearing from our credit unions of all the success they're seeing, the opportunities and the challenges that we'll help them with. But just a great week. And I think I told you this when we talked at the Government Affairs Conference. This is the second of my two family reunions business-wise that I have. We have that in Washington, and then we get our much closer family here with our PSU clients and just loving everything.
Well, you got a pretty big family here because I heard you guys broke a record. You have like almost 1,200 people or more than 1,200?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so
we blew through it.
Yeah, good for you guys. Well, and it sounds like, I mean, obviously you guys are doing some great stuff, and so people want to come here and experience it in person and see fine folks like yourself and keep the momentum going for sure, because that's great news for credit unions on what's going on out there. Any highlights from yesterday or
yeah, I think great discussions happening yesterday. You know, Chuck's keynote is always fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing, you know, what's happening at the company, the fruits of all of our labors. And then, you know, one of the things I really get excited about is hearing the credit union stories, you know, the panel of CEOs that we had yesterday.
Oh, that was awesome.
You know, nice having three female CEOs across three different sizes of credit unions and all the great things that are going on there. And then, you know, in our breakout sessions, not only sharing our thought leadership and some announcements and things like that, but having the credit unions participate and tell their story of how things are going for them. And that's how you knit it all together.
Yeah, I think that's great that you guys are doing it, because it's so great to get that credit union perspective, kind of that almost that end user perspective, and it's a peer related message as well. So all the other credit unions in the audience are going, oh, I can relate to that. So yeah, kudos to you guys for doing that for sure.
Yeah.
So, all right, hey, let's get to the topic at hand here, because I know you have a busy day, so we don't want to keep you too long. But the big topic, obviously, is liquidity. So everybody you talk to, anybody in the hallways here, and it's liquidity. Almost the same thing at GAC when I was asking people what's the buzz in the hallways, and everyone was talking about liquidity. So what's going on this front? Because you wanted to address it from a couple of angles. One was the Silicon Valley Bank thing. So I'll let you take the stage.
Okay.
Norm.
Interesting. Yeah, it's been an interesting year or years. You know, when you look back towards the pandemic, but you know, this year in particular, you know, the SVB and Signature Bank situation where 100 billion plus, and that's billion with a B, of deposits just flowing out because of some scares around liquidity. And, you know, there were some other fundamental issues with their balance sheets, which I think credit unions have really steered clear of. So, you know, I don't see, you know, a ton of that risk, you know, coming into the credit union space. But that's kind of a reminder of, you know, we need to keep liquidity levels up, you know, seek out low-cost deposits, and, you know, and avoid things like that. Not that it's going to happen in the credit union space, but it was just so scary to see the outflow. It was all really fueled by social media the big scare that came through the market. So a good reminder for us to, you know, to stay on top of things. So coming here into 2023, we had a really good year in loan growth last year. 20% loan growth last year. And we're on the cusp of what we think is going to be a mild recession. So real good momentum going into that. The problem is deposits only grew 3.4% across the industry. So real big gap right there. And we're in the rising rate environment right now. So really the focus on growing deposits, you know, really to shore that up and keep the momentum going, since our loan to share rates have gone up 10 percentage points over the past year. Good problems to have, really good problems to have,
but
it's something we need to address.
No doubt. No. And I just had Cody Banks in here, and we were talking about buy now, pay later, and we were talking about its growth and its trend, and I was thinking, like, gosh, you know, is buy now, pay later. Obviously, last year it was such a kind of a cool thing to do and to check it out. But now I'm thinking it's becoming almost a necessity for a lot of folks because they're using it because of the economic condition that a lot of folks are in. Absolutely. So they're kind of leveraging that piece of technology, which goes back to the whole deposits and the whole liquidity thing right now. So what are you seeing out there on that front?
Well, I think, you know, when you think about deposit accounts, it is a, you know, particularly the checking account, it is the hub of transaction activity. Now, when you talk about buy now, pay later, that's usually how it's fulfilled. It's, you know, a debit against the debit card or the checking account to fulfill it. But if you think about, you know, we're a payments business and technology business, but, you know, you think about that hub of payments going to a checking account, it's not just that debit card. You know, you have a lot of electronic payments and bill payments and all that. So if they're not doing it with you, you know, the member, they're going to be doing it somewhere else.
Exactly.
And, you know, particularly the younger crew, you know, I have four kids that are under 22. You know, you start talking about terms even like with checking and what's a check? And, you know, I just want my debit card. I think that, you know, the fintechs are doing a really good job of talking to them and bringing them in. And I know some of my older kids, you know, they keep their money at Venmo just because it's easy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you're right.
You know, there's risk with that, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think credit unions have a huge opportunity looking at their checking product lineup, making sure that the value proposition is balanced, making sure that the fees are right, the features, the benefits, and being able to communicate that very well. It's basic blocking and tackling. And it all starts on the website. You know, taking the great product that you have, getting it on the website, conveying all those great features, and better yet, being able to fulfill it and open the account on the spot, because the fintechs and the big banks are just doing a bang-up
job.
They can
do it. Yeah, they can do it in the blink of an eye for sure. And I've been noticing a lot of like CD rates and a lot of money market advertising and things like that. So are you seeing the same thing? And and that's going to help out the liquidity issue as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's going to help out.
Especially with the rising rates, people are like, maybe I should check out a CD.
Oh, absolutely. So you're going to have money. They call it hot money. It's going to hop around back and forth, and rates are rising, which is great because you need, you know, different types of deposits. You know, checking is very liquid, it's in and out very quickly, and then you have time deposits that are locked up for a period of time. Very important for managing the balance sheet to have a good balance with all that. But again, when it comes down to the lowest cost of deposit, it's going to be that checking account, and that's where it drives a lot of your non-interest income, and, you know, getting into, you know, the debit card side of things. You know, our ION Payments survey from the previous year still indicates debit is the most preferred payment method amongst people.
Because credit, like, disappeared during the pandemic, as we all know, and then debit just kind of rose to the top, and it's kind of stayed. Obviously, credit is coming back, I think, because of the economy, because people are just they're desperate for money right now. We all are with the price of eggs and whatnot.
But
I'm just amazed at how debit is really kind of maintaining its position there. So
it's
pretty interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, during the pandemic, if you look at the 2 years over that period, it was about 25% growth over the time period.
Phenomenal.
And, you know, on the other side of that, without government assistance or anything, we're still seeing 5 or 6% growth in debit this year. So, you know, you built that big mountain of growth and you're still adding on to it. And that's a great story. Inflation, I think, is helping a little bit.
Yeah.
Things just cost more.
Yeah.
But it's, I think we're going to smooth out and continue a really good growth trajectory on debit.
Yeah, I think things are going to smooth out. From what I've heard, Q4-ish, something like that. So things might get back to whatever normal is.
Whenever that is.
So, all right. Anything else? No, I could talk to you all day. I just love this type of stuff. So, because I learn so much. I feel I feel like a freshman in high school learning this type of stuff. And so I'm going to get my, I feel like a sponge here. So,
I think really my big message today is, you know, continue to focus on the fundamentals. Yeah, that's what the banking business is all about. We lend money and we need to have a source of funds to do that. You got to keep the cost down to manage your margins. And really the checking account being that hub of activity, lots of non-interest income for our credit unions. That's a really big area of focus that we're encouraging. Okay. And, you know, we have a lot of ways to help our credit unions with that.
Yeah, you guys are doing such a stellar job there. So Advisors Plus is very own Norm Patrick. If you need to know anything about this type of stuff, he's the guy to talk to. All right.
Call me.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.